Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bart Shirley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clarence Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bart Shirley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shirley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. 1 out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hundley hits a pop-up towards first. Swoboda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seaver is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shirley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shirley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bart Shirley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shirley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shirley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaver moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holtzman, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Santo. Swoboda moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Bart Shirley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 2 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shirley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Hans now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kessinger. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ron Swoboda. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Bart Shirley. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Al Luplow now playing right field. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Seaver moves to second. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaver moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boyer is walked intentionally. Bob Hendley now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaver scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.